SoManyShows.com.
Portugal.
No, it's not in there.
I think we just described Jay.
Jesus, really?
God bless America.
3, 2, 1, go.
What did we lose a point for? Nipple?
Hey everyone, welcome to TV Doc Fireball Friday. Little female takeover tonight. I'm Beth.
I'm Heidi.
And I'm Fire Sauce.
Woohoo! I kicked Jay out of his place.
Awesome.
He murdered
Jay.
So
we're going to have a good show for a change.
We are. Unfortunately,
until he hears
Jay was...
this.
He was in a lot of my conversations today. I don't think I've ever talked about Jay so much as I talked about him today.
Well,
you did
this,
have an interesting
if
one.
He tries, if he calls in, just don't answer it, Beth.
Oh, I have the power.
Yeah.
You do.
He would
I
go
like
crazy
this.
Because he'd be like, answer, answer, damn it.
And
oh,
he's
yeah.
going to pull up my phone because I told him you don't have yours.
Because he can't blow up mine.
Great.
There's benefits to leaving your phone in the car, guys. There are benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I can do whatever I want, and Jay can't do anything about it.
Sounds about right.
I like this.
Yeah.
Anything big happening in the world right now?
I went on a field trip.
Where'd you go?
It was big in my world. We went to a haunted village, and we walked around.
Haunted village? Like
I'm
from
jealous.
The village?
What? No. No. It's an old, like, it's a town from, like, I don't even know, maybe the 1600s. And it's like they were wiped out by the Native Americans or something like that, and it's supposed to be haunted.
Well, was it haunted?
Ooh.
Well, actually, I used to write for a paranormal magazine, and I did a, this was a long time ago, when Colin was, like, 5. And I did a investigation there. It was inconclusive. Mm. But we didn't see any ghosts today.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, glad Jay's not here because we all know that I don't believe in ghosts. So, you know. Speaking of Jay.
This is why we can't be friends. I'm sorry.
What? This is why you won't share your phone number with me because I don't believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I used to write for Paranormal Magazine. Hello. It was a huge part of my life.
I believe that there are spiritual beings and demons and powers and principalities. Definitely believe there's a whole unseen world. I just don't physically believe in ghosts themselves.
No, that's all right. I'll forgive you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Heidi.
You're welcome.
That's a pretty good transition because I don't know if anybody saw the news thing on Twitter. But there was a report on the, what do they call that, Twitter Moments section about a family that came home in Iowa and went downstairs to do laundry or something, and their basement was filling with blood.
I saw that only because you mentioned it today in a message.
Isn't that weird?
So I looked it up. Yeah. Well, once I saw where the blood came from, it made more sense. But when you had, I'd just seen what you said about the headline, I was like, how does that happen?
And it was not the Amityville Horror, because that happens in the movie. But apparently, this family lives right down the street from a, like, meat factory or a meat farm. And it was, like, animal's blood and bones and fat. And it flooded their basement. So, I mean, I don't necessarily think I'd ever want my house back. But
well, I wouldn't want to live there. Let's be honest. I wouldn't want to be living there, a meat packing plant, anyway. Can you imagine how much it must stink?
I would imagine. It probably would drift in the summer. Especially in the hot days. No thanks.
I could never go back into that basement without, like, shoes on. I'd be like, sorry, this is, like, shoes in the full hazmat suit.
You would have to gut it. Yeah, you would have to gut it.
There was a picture of the guy just standing in it. Did you see that? Yeah, they didn't seem too overly bothered by it.
I mean, the person next to the packing plant.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they knew it was animal blood before they went, like, gallivanting in it. Like, it could have been like blood of God knows what,
but still, even animal blood, guys, come on.
No, I agree. I'm totally in agreement.
That wouldn't bother me. I mean, it'd be like, I'd be not happy about it, but it wouldn't, like, super freak me out.
No.
No? What would freak you out if you came home and saw something in your house?
Snakes.
Snakes.
Just snakes?
I'm terrified of snakes. One time, I was in my house, and my child came in to tell me there was a snake outside. It is no joke. I curled up on the chair in a ball, crying. That's how terrified of snakes I am. And I didn't even see the snake. I just knew it was outside. And I was in a ball on the chair, terrified, crying. I'm deathly terrified of snakes.
You can't even say the word snake to my grandma. You've never seen one?
Like, I'm not, like, in, like,
the wild.
I've seen them at, like, zoos, but, like, I've never seen one in my backyard or anything like that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, if I go to a zoo, they're encased in the glass. I mean, they give me the heebie-jeebies, but all right. But when you're walking along and one suddenly skitters across in front of you, oh!
Wait, Heidi, have you seen Prodigal Son yet?
I've seen a couple of the episodes. I haven't seen all of the latest ones.
I haven't.
I haven't seen the latest one.
Well, did you see episode 2?
Yes.
With the snakes?
Was there snakes? Did I block that out of my mind?
You probably did. There was lots of snakes.
When was there snakes?
When they found the father's body and they unzipped his mouth.
Hey, shh.
Oh, yeah. I closed my eyes.
Now you ruined it. I did have a coworker bring a snake to work once.
It was vague. I closed my eyes during that part. See, I blocked it from my memory.
She did. So, I gotta hold it.
You gotta hold it?
I told you, my coworker brought a snake to work once.
Oh, I thought, never mind. I don't know what I thought you meant, but okay.
I don't know, but you know what? I really hope that never gets,
It's gonna be put into some kind of something. Song. Only it could be your coworker's snake, but it'll be. It won't be, you know, the kind that slither on the ground.
Yeah. Kind of like when I told Jay that he should stick it somewhere good. That was an accident, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, on an unrelated note to that, I would think if we're talking about weird things in your house, I was originally going to go for something like snakes or something like skittish gross, but I think I'd be more freaked out if I came home like once a week and there was something moved in my house that I know couldn't have been moved by anything else. Like if I came home and my lamp was on a different part of the shelf or this was on there, because it's just enough that you're like, am I crazy? Did I move that? Or is it somebody moving in?
I live with too many people for that. I would just assume somebody in my house was stupid and moving stuff. Yeah.
Challenge accepted, Ariel.
What?
Challenge accepted. I'm going to go to your house and start moving things.
Oh.
Well, now I'm going to expect it and not be worried. So when there is a ghost or like somebody living in my like alcove, I'm not going to know.
You're going to forget. Trust me, you will forget.
I will.
You know, I wouldn't like to come home to like an axe murderer, serial killer.
Well, yeah.
Someone,
obviously.
I think that's what I would be afraid of.
Yeah, if I came home, like even if it wasn't an axe killer or murder, if I just walked in and like some stranger was in my house, that would freak me out. Yeah. Even if it was like some sweet little old lady or something that somehow got in my house, I would just be like, what the hell? What are you? Get out of my house.
I kind of had that happen once, though. When we were selling my house, apparently nobody decided to tell me that the person that, what are they called, the realtor, was coming over to put like, the little key in the day before, so I didn't see that. And I came home from school, and I heard somebody in the basement, and like nobody was home. So like I wander down to the basement, and I see somebody moving, and I see a light. So I come running up the stairs, and I call my mom at work, and then I found out it was just the realtor. But
all right, here's the hint how you're going to live to be the ripe old age of 80, 90, or whatever. If you come home, and you know nobody's home, and you hear someone moving around in the basement, don't go down there.
Yeah, common sense is not my strong point.
Yeah, I would run outside. And then
Ariel's the first one to die in a horror movie. Let's just all
get that
one.
I am not.
Because you're going to hear a noise and you're going to be like, hey, I hear something in the basement. I'm going to go check it out.
Have you guys seen that commercial?
Yes, that's what I was
thinking. Where they're like, let's get in the car that's on. No, let's hide behind the chainsaws. That's Ariel making that suggestion. Let's hide behind the chainsaws. Yep.
Well, I do love me some Scream, so that would probably be true. Oh, well.
Goodness. I would be the one to survive to the end of a horror movie.
No, you would not.
Oh, yes, I would.
No, you would not.
Oh, yes,
all
I would.
All you need is somebody to put skin on you, and you'd be dead just from shock.
No, if someone puts skin on me, I'm murdering that person.
Not if you don't pass out first.
They're dead.
I don't
Ariel's
know about
like,
that.
Climbing up, trying to get security, and I'm just like, murder! Use my
no, I can see you being the killer, though.
That's why
you survive to the end.
Like, kill everyone. That's not creepy at all. No.
I mean, it's either you or Casey. Maybe. There's no between.
Casey would be a good killer because she, like, no one would expect her to be the killer, and she'd just, like, silently drag people off and murder them.
Yeah, and you'd be the red herring.
But be hanging out with everyone. And
true.
Everyone would think it was, like, Jay, but it wasn't.
It was Casey all along.
So he's
Heidi, how long are you going to last?
Well, I'm not going to be the one going down in the basement checking out the noise, so I'll make it past the first person. And I'm not going to be the one having sex. They always get it next. So I'll make it past that point. But I'm also not, like, the beautiful leading character, so I'm going to end up dead eventually. Because, you know, it's only the, like, the beautiful lead actor or actress in the show that makes it to the end.
That's
yeah,
true.
But they've been switching that up lately. That was, like, more of, like, the 90s trope now, like, early 2000s. Now that it's, like, 2019.
Oh, does the fat lady make it? Then I'm making it to the end! Go fat lady!
They're saying now, from, like, what I've seen on, like, dumb stuff like that, it's, like, the gay kid, which
I can
seems
change.
Out then.
I'll change. I don't mind. I'll
switch like, I'll do whatever it takes.
Sorry, I'm lesbian.
This.
You can't kill me.
It's a new way.
Oh my goodness, that's good. I want to hear what your guys' most ridiculous injury or like broken bone story is. I've got a few doozies, so I want to hear
I've
yours.
I've got a great one. I'll go
okay,
first.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so there was this kid, and hopefully he doesn't exist anymore, at least not in this area, because I'm going to drop his name. His
Wait,
name
hopefully he doesn't exist anymore?
Yep.
Not in my
dead.
Area.
Well, I was going to say, that's just cold.
Well, I mean, there was this guy. There was 5 Michaels in my grade when I was in elementary school, and we were in first grade, and his name, they used to call Michael the Motorcycle Del Terrio? What? Or something.
Maybe
I don't know why he's
dropping.
Maybe he shouldn't be dropping last names. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We
whatever.
Are worldwide, you know.
If anybody still knows him, they're probably going to feel the same way, so it's fine.
You know, he might have changed.
He was like the Danny Zuko of like the grade. He thought he was fly. And he was 6, so like, let's be real. Like, how great are you? And he would pick a new girl each week, and like, he'd hang out with them. And of course, I was his back girl for, like, 1 week, and then I switched to somebody else. And then he picked one of my friends, and we were on the playground, and we were playing handball on the handball wall. And he decided that, in that moment, he was no longer going to help my friend. Like, or he would not be helped, but, like, not be with her. So, like, he got all up in her face and was like, you're a loser. My mommy says you're a jerk, and all these terrible threats as a 6-year-old. And then he took her handball. So I was annoyed by that. And I walked up to him and I was like, you can't do that. And then he tried to take the ball. Like I tried to take the ball back and he tried to take it back and he shoved me and I got the ball when he shoved me. But then I went back at him and then I shoved him again. And then he shoved me harder and I fell on the playground and sprained my wrist. But I sprained my wrist defending my friend. So I felt pretty damn good about it. But
now,
I also had to.
You. Go you. You're a hero.
That was like the last time I did that. I learned my lesson. It hurt too much.
I'm not going to do that. Not going to lie.
No, sorry.
Halfway through that story, I forgot what the story was leading to.
Well, I mean,
I was like,
where is this going?
And then I remembered you were supposed to tell us about an injury. There. Heidi, what about you?
I haven't had a ton for personally of crazy injuries. I guess for me, the craziest one was, though I don't even know how old I was, maybe 8. And we were at my aunt's at a pool party. and we'd all come out of the pool, and this was in the 70s, and my aunt had gotten a new shag rug, and we all wanted to go see it. So we were all piled around the sliding glass door to look into her living room at her new shag rug, except my brother and a couple cousins. Yeah. And they, I don't know if you guys, I don't know how old you are, Beth. I know, Ariel, you're not old enough to know. Lawn jarts used to be pointy.
Yes. Like
in the
70s, pointy.
they were weapons of destruction. So we had just come out of the pool, so my brother's hands were wet. He tossed one in the air, but because his hands were wet, it slipped and went backwards. It landed on the back of my shoulder. And when I got hit, I thought like a softball or something hit me, because that's what it felt like. And I remember I turned to look on the ground for the ball, and my aunt, who was behind me, screamed, and she pulled that thing right out of my back.
Did it bleed a lot?
I don't remember it bleeding at all, but then I was 8, so my memory might be weird. What I do remember is sitting in a car while my parents called the doctor. This was the 70s. I never even went to the doctor. I think they just, like, put a bandage on it, and we moved on.
Like,
but,
well,
yeah,
that's,
yeah. Yeah, you know, oh, antibiotics, or, you know, clean the wound. Ah. We'll put some of that iodine on there, slap a Band-Aid, boom, you're good.
You're fine.
So that's my
weirdest.
Yeah, that's my weirdest injury.
Beth, what about you?
Oh, my goodness. Where does this girl start? When I was a toddler, my brother ran over my leg with a bike and broke it, but I wasn't old enough to see it yet. I was like a little less than a year old. And so I couldn't tell anyone. And my mom only discovered when, like, 6 hours later, I didn't eat dinner. She's like, there's something wrong. Yeah. So that was a fun one. Let's see. My brother smashed my hand in a car door and broke it.
Ugh. Your brother's evil.
Yeah, you know what? Well, actually, yeah, he's the one that ran over my leg, too. Yeah.
Yeah. unless you have more than one brother, your brother.
I have two brothers. Guy. One brother trapped me in a butterfly net, and the other one was riding his bike and couldn't stop and ran over me. So the one that broke my leg was not really the culprit behind that.
Oh,
it was the other
but now
one.
That I think about it, it was my brother that injured me, too.
Brothers are
evil.
Evil. Yes.
I would agree with that.
In college, we were doing a perspective walk where we were all blindfolded, and we had to put our hands on the shoulder of the blind person in front of us and walk down the sidewalk, and I fell off the sidewalk and broke my foot.
Oh.
And also in college, we were on a tour bus, and a clarinet fell out of the overhead bin and broke my collarbone.
Wow.
Wow, that's just weird.
So I have weird, ridiculous ways to hurt myself.
Mm. I mean, I've heard other stories you've told too, so I'm not really sure how many you probably have, but
way too many.
I mean, I'm pretty accident prone too, but I tend to break things of other people's, not body parts, but like appliances and things. So it's not usually me getting hurt. Like, I've broke 3 toaster ovens, 2 by fire, 2 by, well, 1 by, well, let's not even go there, actually. My mom's
so
mad about that.
So don't get her a toaster oven.
Yeah, no, don't get me a toaster oven. I mean, I did stab myself with a screwdriver and needed to get a tetanus shot after because it went punctured right into the middle of my index finger and thumb. That was the night of the brace premiere. But other than that, I really have that many injuries.
Yeah, well, I'm not accident prone like you guys, but I am, like, bad luck. And I did once... And I zipped my oldest son's penis into his pants.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Poor child. Awful.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was like 6 or 7. He still doesn't let me forget it.
That was I wouldn't funny. Either.
And Colin, I threw salt in his eye once by mistake.
I mean,
it was an accident. It was Friday the 13th, too.
That makes sense then.
I really don't know how to make that segue, but let's just say Heidi's canceled. So this week on NBC, they canceled one of their shows called Sunnyside. It's a comedy about a disgraced councilman who is trying to kind of redeem himself by helping people in his district who are not citizens get citizenship. So it had extremely low ratings, and I actually wrote them down. So the first week, it only had 1.7 million viewers for demo. And then it dropped to about 1.2 million the second week with a 3.3 demo. And then last week, its fourth week, it had 1.1 million and a 0.3 demo. So,
ouch.
Yeah, it's not doing well. And, like, I watched the pilot back in May on screeners, and it was all right. And I figured it would get better, but according to what I've read, it has not. So they made the decision to move it just to NBC.com in the app. And not only do certain fans seem to be getting angry about it, but some of the actors have been quite vocal about it. I'm not going to suggest, I'm not going to read it out. Yeah, I'm not going to, because it's not really my scene. But they're saying it's not fair because it was a very diverse show and it had all these people who represented America, blah, blah, blah. But it's all about the ratings and money, as we know. So is this a fair decision by NBC? And do you, would you have let the show run its 10 episodes before making that decision? And does the diversity matter, I guess?
First question, what's going in its place?
Will and Grace.
Oh.
Well, I think it's fair because they're out to make money, right?
Right.
That's what they're trying. So it's fair that they did it. They're making, they just care about making money. You know, fans obviously don't think things are fair. I don't think it was fair that Blood Drive didn't get a second season, but on their part, they're making money. That's what they want to do. So it's fair. But I think, you know, I mean, if you've got the episodes, why not? I don't know. Maybe just keep them. Although nowadays people watch TV in so many different ways that, I mean, at least they're getting them, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was a little confused about. Like, they didn't just cancel it and not broadcast it anywhere. Like, they're going to get to finish out the show and kind of give it some closure because they got an additional episode. And I understand the actors' frustrations, but acting the way that this person was, and what they suggested on their Twitter kind of makes it look very bad, and it doesn't look good for a business. And the lead actor on this show is Cal Penn, and he's not the person who tweeted, but he was a pretty big name from House, and then he went on to his own political sphere in the actual White House. And like, it, he had a pretty big name value, so it's not like it was a show of just nobodies. So I understand the frustrations, and I think the show did have a very interesting premise. And, like, I think the diversity really was probably something that is different. But if you have 1.2 million people watching at a very good time, I believe it was a 9 p.m. half an hour show, like, I don't really think it's fair to say that they didn't do the right thing. Would I have left it on rest of the 10 episodes? Yeah, because you already put the time slot on. But, I mean, you really can't complain when it's
But if you're not getting any viewers and it's dropping that much each week, why are you going to keep filling that slot with something you know nobody's watching?
I guess, but I mean, go ahead, Beth.
I guess it kind of depends on, like, advertisers, too. Like, if you promise them a certain demo and they're not getting it, they can pull their advertising dollars, and maybe NBC really could not physically keep it on the air without bleeding out, and so they had to make a decision. I mean, I hate for any show to not get their full run. I mean, you think, I feel like it's so hard these days for new shows, incredibly hard. And you don't really get much of a chance anymore before networks are done with you. And I feel like I'm seeing that more and more often now where just the demo's not there. And so I feel for the actors, I feel for everyone involved with Sunnyside. It's such a hard balance because you wanted to be like, give them the show, give them their time, let them have their 10 episodes. But at the same time, I guess from a business perspective, it's a pretty cutthroat industry.
Yeah, I guess I have to be glad because I've had shows that were very low rating, not just Blood Drive, but other ones. But at least with those shows, they let them finish the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they were low, and I can understand people being upset. But I mean, everybody's streaming nowadays everything. So So it's not like they can't get a hold of it. I mean, it's online, right? You said streaming online?
Yes. And, who
and how many people
it up?
And how many people can run that on their TV? So you play it on your streaming thing on your TV. It's still the same thing. There you go.
I would agree.
Yeah. It's, there's a lot of people, the older, I guess, older demographic doesn't usually stream. You're talking to the younger millennials that typically stream.
I'm old.
I think it's a millennial show, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, us old people are watching, you know, those channels that are showing all the repeats of the 70s and 80s shows. We ain't watching none of that.
My mom does that.
Nostalgia sells right now.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that means we are about time for our game then. Since
I guess
Jay has not called in.
No, Jay doesn't want to talk to us. I've checked multiple times. Nope. Jay still doesn't want to talk to us.
All right. Well,
we don't want to talk to him either.
All right. So we are going to skip to our game then. Heidi is our returning champ because we are going to play the same game as last week. And it
we
weren't
here last week, so I don't know what game you played. And now I was
here.
No one was here last week.
There was an imposter taking my place last week, apparently.
Well, you still won in that case, I guess, so it doesn't matter.
Where's my imposter? I need them to fill in because I never win.
All right, so we are going to be playing another game of Name That Tune. So, Beth, you have not played this. So, basically, I have a list of songs. And
can I Shazam it? Oh, wait, I don't have a phone.
What?
I wanted to Shazam it, but I don't have a phone. Continue.
No, you're not doing that. Anyway.
Is it 80 songs again?
They are, but there are specific 80 songs.
Oh.
It is the love songs of the 80s essentials.
Oh, my God. I listen to them all the time.
So you might be good. So that's basically, here are the rules. And I'm going to change one this week, so it's going to be a little bit different. Mm. If you get the song, you have to both get the song and the artist. Now, wait, gets even better. If you cannot get the artist or the song, vice versa, and the other person can give both, they get the points this time. So it's 1 point for the song, 1 point for the artist, and this time, if you can't get it, winner takes all. Make sense?
So basically, I can win by never guessing if she guesses wrong.
Each time, yes, you would get her points. Well, no, if
what?
She let's say
no, she has to guess it right to get
yeah.
the points.
So let's say it was "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey, and she just said "Don't Stop Believing." You would have to know Journey to get the points.
That's
understood?
So unfair. Because I'm gonna name the song, and then she's gonna be like Shazamming or whatever the hell she said, and getting the name of the band.
No,
don't worry,
Heidi. You're gonna have up,
cheater.
You're gonna
she
have
admitted
up on it.
She's a cheater.
I don't think if I say I want to use Shazam that I would be saying that if I was going to try to use it. But I don't even have my phone. My phone's in the car, remember? I can't Shazam anyways. And I don't know love songs from the 80s unless it was Don't Stop Believing. So good luck, Heidi. I think you're
yeah,
going to win
I,
this
may,
one.
I was just I may not know them either. Well, I might know the song, but
I was born in the 80s.
What?
I said I was born in the 80s.
Well, you know what? Music stays forever.
That is very true.
I've listened to, I know 50s music, and I was not alive, so.
Unless it's
no
a song in Africa, then some people don't know it.
Listen, let's not start there. All right, let's play Name That Tune. First song coming up at you now.
Oh, Ariel.
Heidi.
The Greatest Love, Whitney Houston.
No.
What? I was close.
No. I mean, close. Technically, there's some of it, but that's not the song title.
Oh, fuck you.
Beth, any ideas?
No. How about, instead of The Greatest Love, how about just Greatest Love?
Negative. So it is Saving All of My Love for You by Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's it. I should let it play a little bit longer so I get the words.
Nobody gets the point.
But I knew. I knew it was Whitney.
I wasn't expecting. I'm not expecting to get any points in this game.
I knew it was Whitney, and she hadn't even belted out one of her glorious notes yet.
I'm impressed with you, Heidi. I'm impressed. Ariel is out.
Everybody should know. Everybody should know Whitney.
I would agree. Number two.
Let's make love tonight. Cause you do it right, baby.
Whoa.
Ariel.
Heidi.
Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Yes,
whoa.
Thank you for the sound effects, Heidi.
I had to sing it to get it. I had to get there. I had to get that to the name.
You had to get there first?
I had to get there. Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Nothing. Nothing. God.
Sexual
anyway,
healing takes a little bit. Takes a little bit.
Number three, one of my personal favorites. If it would play. All right, time.
I mean, I obviously know the song, as I was gloriously humming along to it, but I can't remember what it's called, or and it doesn't matter who sang it if I can't remember what it's called.
Beth?
Nope, no clue.
Ain't giving her no help.
I swear, I feel like Ariel forgot that I was playing this game this week, too.
Oh, I these are, please. All right, so Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you.
Oh. I just called to say I love you. See?
All right, next one. Dun, dun, dun.
Is this from The Breakfast Club?
I think so.
I remember he's like standing up there holding the box. Yeah. But I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, I just keep imagining them standing up in the library dancing when I'm hearing that.
Beth, anything?
Nope.
Just Like Heaven, The Cure.
All right,
Beth, you better know this one, or I'm feeling sorry for you. 3, 2, 1, take off.
Ariel.
Heidi.
Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Yes. Beth, do you
know
that
song.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, this one everybody should know because it's a very, very popular movie song. If it plays. Oh, wait, I might have to skip forward.
I know this song.
I love the duet.
This is the end of the urgency. Just remember.
I know the song, but I couldn't give it to you the name or anything.
Be humping. The greatest love of all. Am I
right?
Is
that your answer?
Is it the greatest love of all?
Negative.
Oh!
Beth, you can steal.
Well, I know it's the Dirty Dancing song.
I will take that,
what?
But I need a title.
No!
I need a title.
Whoa, the
One second.
You get 3, 2.
Is it Time
One.
Of My Life? Ooh. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's I've had the time of my life. So negative.
Who sang it?
Quote.
It
was Dirty Dancing.
Well, yes, but I was taking Dirty Dancing, but it is Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are near a window, you should look out it if you can see the moon. It's like orange. It's kind of Halloween-y creepy.
It's not quite there yet for me. I'm still on the West Coast living life.
All right, next one.
It's still there. You're just not looking at it.
I feel like I should be acknowledged for knowing it was in Dirty Dancing.
I mean, there was a... Never mind.
Give her a half a point. Go on.
I'm playing the next one.
All right.
And I did give you a point.
I've got an empty space.
You guys have 3 seconds.
Yeah, well, I don't remember who sang it, so I'm not even going to go for the title because.
Against All Odds, Bill Collins.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got 4 more songs here, but I'm going to do.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Good place.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh my God.
So free you whisper.
This is ironic considering the beginning, but
I know this song.
And rift it apart.
3, 2, 1. Open Arms, Journey.
So now I come to you.
All right.
With open arms. Fabulous singer.
Yes, he is.
Who said I am?
Oh,
Heidi
is
a fabulous singer.
I'm gonna take a little time.
Ariel is not gonna choose the music from now on.
You know, I don't mind her choices.
And I didn't pick these.
Who did?
It's an Essentials playlist.
Well, you picked the Essentials playlist.
Why'd you choose the 80s Essential playlist? Like,
because
80s
she
love
knows
song.
I'm old and that's all I know.
It's the top 80s freaking love songs. Get out of here. Now, can I please have an answer?
I don't got one for you.
You all suck. I want to know what Love Is by Foreigner.
Okay.
Well, I'm not even trying
to.
If I don't know who the singer is, because I can't even get a point for knowing the song, I don't.
Anyway,
that rule ruined it.
I know this one too.
Alright, I will take if you just get the song at this point. Good Lord.
Is it Never Gonna Give You Up?
That would be correct, Heidi.
Yay!
You know who
was it?
I know who that.
You do?
Yeah, because everyone gets brick-rolled by it.
Oh, good God. Alright, one more song. I don't know why this thing is loading so slow.
Did you say who it was, or do I get to say who it is?
I said I was going to pick the title. Yeah.
She said what?
She said what the song was, so I took it. Last song. Ready, set, go.
This is a love song?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
I knew that, but I didn't know it was a love song.
The way you make me feel.
Beth, is that you?
Yeah.
We all said it. We all sang it.
Well, I'll give you both a point, but Heidi, you still win. Congratulations.
Yay!
But
Shocking
you both really off. Suck.
That was playlist
terrible.
Really sucked.
That playlist did not suck.
I believe it did.
Oh, well.
It's fine.
All right.
It's totally fine. You know. Whatever.
Whatever.
It happened.
All right.
Life moves
we are
on.
We are on our final topic of the night. So I have titled this Put 'em Up, which means everyone knows our favorite shows. But now you get to decide which character will make it in a brawl. It is character on character, and I have a list for Beth and a list for Heidi, and I had Kayla make a list for me. So I'm going to give you two characters. You're going to tell me why they would win. Beth, would you like to go first since you lost the game?
Sure, I'll go first. But first off, I just want to say this is probably the most G-rated Fireball Friday ever in the history of Fireball Fridays. Continue.
Yeah, I'm hearing all about it. Don't worry. Number one, Beth, Buck or Amir?
Buck or Amir?
Yes.
Who would win in a brawl or like...
any kind of fight.
Because in a brawl, Buck's going to win because... Buck has all of the muscles and is twice the size of Amir, so he's gonna beat him down. Buck's also been like stabbed and near death multiple times, and I think Amir's been a little bit more sheltered than that. So
Amir?
Buck's got the tenacity.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit more sheltered. Has he been stabbed to nearly death before? No, he's had guns put in his face. He's had some good injuries, but. Now, if it's going for the stealth way, like if it's just like who's going to kill who first, I'm going to go with Amir on that one because he's going to use his stealth abilities to go ahead and kill Buck without Buck even knowing it's happening.
All right. I will take that. Heidi, you're number one. Roseanne or Blanche?
Oh, so they're from different shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be like two characters from the same show.
Nope.
Roseanne or Blanche? Oh, well, Roseanne.
good answer.
I mean, she's a gritty fighter, and Blanche is, she's all proper Southern, and yeah. Roseanne, kick her ass.
Southern.
Blanche?
I could see her. I don't know.
No, but she's not gonna outdo Roseanne. Roseanne would fight dirty.
I think Blanche probably could too, but I will take that. Beth, you're number two. April Carver or Christina Yang?
April Carver or Christina Yang in a brawl? Christina Yang, definitely. April Carver is like dying, so she can't really win.
I mean,
what she's doing chemo and. Dying, and so yeah, easily Christina Yang. I mean, she had her eyebrows freaking like shaved off by a mother-in-law. She's faced gunmen in her hospital and plane crashes.
Eyebrows shaved off.
I know. I'm like, wait, what?
I just think that builds some character in you.
All right,
some character. Christina Yang gets this one hands down.
All right, Heidi. Curly Turner or Julian Slink?
Oh, well, Julian Slink. Because nobody can out-dandy him. And you'd know what that meant if you watched the show.
I have not, but it sounds quite sexual, so I will take it. I don't know what that means. But
actually, it'd be a good fight because Creeley is he's a motherfucker, let me tell you. And Slink has like weird powers, and you can stab Slink. He doesn't bleed. He's not real. He's a machine, so he's not going to die. I mean, you can, but there's more of him. He's got a million clones of him, so.
I mean, I'll take that. All right, Beth. This might be your hardest one of them all. Jazz or Sydney Strait?
Jazz or Sydney Strait? I don't think it's the toughest. I thought you were going to say somebody else, and then that would have really been the toughest. Jazz is going to win this one. We're in a brawl here. I think Sydney could win with words, and she's got, you know, a little street fight in her, but Sydney is just a badass. I'm not Sydney, sorry. Jazz is just a badass and could take down anyone. So, hands down, Jazz. I'm sorry, Sydney.
All right.
You're going to die.
All right. Temple.
Oh, this wasn't a fight to the death, was it? Why do I keep feeling like this is a fight to the
death?
I
know. You're like trying to kill people. That's fine. Heidi, Templeton Peck or Hawkeye Pierce?
Oh, huh? Peck. Peck for sure. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? He's got all those military trainee things that he can do. And, well, Hawkeye was also in the military. He's just he's a doctor. Well, he could pull out his scalpel, and he would probably know how to kill you quickly, wouldn't he? Because he's
yes,
a doctor.
Would.
So he could, like, yeah. No. Peck
and you wouldn't
win.
Know. All
no,
right.
Peck would still win.
All right. Beth, Corey Matthews or Brianna Carver?
Corey Matthews.
I have no
or...
idea who Brianna Carver is, but I know who Corey Matthews is.
It's from our
or
favorite
Brianna.
Show.
Is it my favorite show?
It's one of your favorite shows.
Oh, you're talking about Corey Matthews.
No, I'm talking about Brianna Carver.
Oh, I wouldn't consider that one of my favorite shows, but.
All right.
I said what all the time?
You're always like Chasing Life. Oh my God, it's so good.
I love Chasing Life. Yes,
yeah.
Okay, but it's not one of my. Okay, whatever.
God.
Well, how old is Corey Matthews?
Let's go season 3, Corey Matthews. So he's like 17.
Oh yeah. We're gonna go.
Season 3, wasn't he like?
Teenager versus teenager. You know, Corey is too sweet and too kind. He's gonna lose this battle. Brianna Carver is gonna get this one.
Yeah, I don't know who the Brianna Carver is, but I can't imagine Corey Matthews winning any fight.
Yeah, no. He'll be like,
I mean,
oh,
I would agree.
Me. So, all yeah,
right,
Brianna Carver on that one.
Cyrus Montrose or Old Man Hart?
Who the hell is Cyrus Montrose?
He's from The Alienist, I believe.
Oh, Cyrus. Oh, he's a really random character. Or Old Man Hart?
Yeah.
Well, duh, Old Man Hart. Because he's just so sexy. You just scare him with the sexiness. And actually, Cyrus, I believe Cyrus is actually that big guy, but I don't know. He's not a main character, Cyrus.
Well, he popped up as a main character, so...
Well, I don't remember him as a main character, but that's all right. Old Man Hart, I'd pick him over anyone anyway, probably. So, obviously.
All right. Beth, Max Sharp or Meredith Grey?
Ooh, that's a good one. Wait, you said Max Sharp?
That is his name, right?
No, Dr. Sharp's the female, Max Goodwin's the male. So which one am I going with?
Oh, sorry, Goodwin. I must have wrote two names down at once. My bad.
Okay, I was like,
we're never going to be allowed to do
Max or Meredith? Doctor versus Doctor. Meredith.
Really?
Meredith's going to win this one because she's going to have a scalpel hidden somewhere and just stab him. And Max is going to be like, how can I help? How can I help you then?
Well, I'll take that. All right, Heidi, your last one. Peggy
so
Bundy
Heidi.
Or Daisy Duke?
Oh, God, Peggy. Are you kidding? Nobody would fight dirtier than her. Daisy isn't going to fight dirty. You know, she's going to have her cute little shorts on and her very low-cut top, but then so is Peggy. So, no, Peggy. Peggy's vicious. I wouldn't fight her.
You wouldn't fight her?
Peggy? Would you? Have you ever watched that show? Married with Children? She puts up with Al. She'll beat the shit out of Daisy.
I mean, I'll take that too, I guess.
Well, you don't have a choice, do you? You have to take it because I said it.
I know. Beth, I believe you have my head-to-heads.
I do. Are you ready for this one?
I am.
Okay. This is a good one. Villanelle or Jazz Con?
See, that is hard, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think Jazz is going to win this because I feel that Villanelle might have her, like, stealthy stuff, but Jazz trains for that. So I think Jazz would get the upper hand. I think she would probably be knocked down a time or two, but I think overall she's going to come back and win.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I think you went either way on this one. I think it's going to be who gets surprised first, to tell you the truth, because that's a good fight.
Yeah.
How about Dr. Spencer Reed or Augie?
I mean, Augie's blind, but Augie is also, like, the most non-blind blind person ever. And Augie also was in the military for a very long time. And I feel like Spencer kind of puts his heart on his sleeve too much sometimes, so I'm going to go with Augie. He'll smack him
Augie.
With a cane. Yeah.
Blind man for the win. What about Stiles Stilinski or Eugene Porter?
See, this one I kind of want to ask, what's her name, Kayla, about, because they're not really well matched. Eugene's all brains, and that's all he is, but Stiles has the wit and the sarcasm, but he also has been hanging out with a bunch of werewolves. So I'm going to go with Stiles. Eugene's going to run away and hide behind his friends.
Run away! Here's another good one. Patricia Campbell versus Olivia Benson.
I'm going with Olivia Benson just because I don't think Campbell's been in the field in some time.
Have you seen her? What's Olivia gonna do?
She has a gun. Boom.
Well, I think Patricia has a gun too.
Team Olivia.
Okay. How about Hannah Rivera versus Annie Walker?
That's a really tough one. We really didn't get to see Hannah in the field, except for that one episode. And even in that episode, she's doing more talking than she is action. But I think Annie is sometimes green because she kind of, again, lets her heart on her sleeve, kind of like other characters. But I'm going to give it to Hannah, I think. I think Annie would be afraid that Augie was going to get hurt somehow, somewhere, and she would be off her game. So Hannah Rivera.
All right. Ready for one more?
One more. All right.
Well, I did four, didn't I? Or
I
did
think
I lose
you were
count?
Five.
Whatever, you get one more.
One more.
Dr. Robert Chase versus Matthew Casey.
Oh, definitely Matthew Casey. Chase is too busy being a puppy dog. Casey's a freaking badass firefighter, and he's kind of like, he's also kind of a dog, but he's more of a bulldog. So Matthew Casey, no question.
All right. Well, I feel like you had those a little bit more prepped than we did, but good job.
I can't help it. I didn't, whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's fine. It's totally fine. You're fine, girl. Have a shot of fireball.
I don't have any left.
What?
Very sad.
Heidi, have you had any alcohol tonight?
Heidi is not drinking.
Oh, well, that makes sense then. I can't mix alcohol with muscle relaxers, so.
I get high on life. And once on cough syrup.
Oh, la la.
Once I got drunk on cough syrup, but that was a while ago.
James off having fun at Walker Stalker, decided that he didn't want to talk to us, didn't call in at all. That's fine. We're good without him. I had a fun Friday night with you ladies. Did you have fun tonight?
I did have fun.
Yeah. It was probably one of the most calm Fireball Fridays that ever existed in the world.
We were all sober. Oops.
Eh.
Oops. We messed that one up. It's fine.
I know. I should have had some cough syrup. For the show. I'm sorry.
I believe we'll be back next week, so you should catch us back then. Jay will return as long as nobody kills him.
And he better
won't
have
be around.
My special song because next Friday is my birthday Eve. And I told him I wanted a special song for my birthday Eve.
Happy birthday Eve. I'm sure he's going to have something for you.
Yeah.
Whether you want it or not is the question.
That's always the question.
All right.
Well, thank you all for joining me tonight. Anything else you want to say before we say goodbye to everybody?
I'm feeling woozy here.
Of course you're feeling woozy.
All right.
It's that time of night, y'all. Thank you so much for everyone tuning in. Don't forget to visit somanyshows.com. At Watch Stalker, have them ask all your questions.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
And we will catch you next week.
Next Friday.
For Heidi's birthday Eve next week.
Heidi's birthday Eve with a special song from Jay. Don't forget.
Woo-hoo!
All right, everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.